Saturday, August 9th, 2008. DPP sues Ma for declassifying files. Treason. The caucus said that declassifying files related to the State Affairs Fund case could put the lives of security agents and diplomatic affairs at risk. We are not suing Ma to seek payback for Chen. We are suing Ma to uphold the nation's legal system as well as to defend national security. Ke Jianming, Democratic Progressive Party Caucus Whip. By Maggie Liu, staff reporter with CNA, the Democratic Progressive Party DPP caucus yesterday filed a lawsuit against President Ma Ying-jeou, accusing Ma of treason over his decision to declassify documents related to former President Chen Shui-bian's State Affairs Fund case. The presidential office announced on Wednesday that it was opening the files, but said that it was not an act to declassify the documents, but to revoke the earlier classification by the Chen administration. DPP caucus whip Ke Jianming yesterday slammed the presidential office's move, saying the declassification would reveal previously confidential information such as the names of national security agents and the nation's dealings with foreign countries. We are not suing Ma to seek payback for Chen. We are suing Ma to uphold the nation's legal system as well as to defend national security, said Ke, who led several DPP legislators to the Taipei District Court to file the lawsuit. If we were to open classified documents, who in the future would risk their necks and serve as agents only to be sold out by his or her own country later? Ke said. At issue are files held by the Taipei District Court as evidence in the State Affairs Fund case, in which Chen was named a co-defendant as soon as he stepped down from the presidency on May 20th. The prosecution named Chen a joint perpetrator while indicting his wife, Wu Shuzhen, for corruption and forgery on November 3, 2006, after determining he had used receipts provided by others to claim reimbursements totaling 14.8 million new Taiwanese dollars or $450,000 from the President's State Affairs Fund between July 2002 and March 2006. Chen said that none of the money went into his own pocket, contending that the confusing accounting system governing presidential office expenses made it necessary to use outside receipts to obtain money from the discretionary fund to finance secret diplomatic missions abroad. However, The Taipei District Court ruled on January 19th last year that the six diplomatic missions cited by Chen were not secret as the president claimed and should be disclosed in court proceedings. Last September, Chen proclaimed the files held by the court as strictly confidential and petitioned the court to return them to the presidential office. After his request was turned down by the district court, Chen appealed to the Taiwan High Court and later to the Supreme Court, which has not ruled on the appeal. The process has since stalled the district court proceedings on the embezzlement case.